Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Listen, honey, it is Turn It All the Way Up Tuesday. Honey, we're not twisting and shouting today. We turn it all the way up, baby, because there's some hot stuff going up and down on today. Can I tell you, listen. I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is sunny on today, really, really nice on today, sunny. 67 degrees around here in the Windy City. It is November the 1st, y'all. November the 1st. Oh, my Lord, today. I am not ready for November, but November is ready for me. Did you hear what I say up in here? I'm not ready for November, but November is ready for me. Now, y'all gonna figure that out. Hey, yeah. It's November the 1st, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm gonna say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karol Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, baby. Yes, indeed, Steve Gum. Let me tell you something. I want y'all to visit Steve Gum. His website is gumbarum.com. Well, and visit that website for all your rum libation needs, honey. Listen. I got some hot music on today. I am telling you, it's so hot, it just will not quit. It is sizzling hot. Baby, independent artist Ergo Brill. Let me tell you, this girl is smoking. I'm telling you, she is smoking. She got something really hot on today. I said, wait a minute now. You know, I listened to it this morning. I said, whoo, Lord, today this girl is rocking hot on today. You know, she, her music was so hot. I was like, wait a minute. I've got to find some TV networks and some films. I got to do something here because this girl is phenomenal. Listen, y'all, I'm telling you, you know, I'm always talking about millionaire music. I'm not playing no games up in here. Do y'all think I'm around here working just to be doing something? No, I'm talking about independent artists that got some skill and some talent and some professionalism, like indie artist Ergo Brill. And listen, independent artist G.O. Mark, he got something hot too, honey. He ain't far behind. Listen, let me tell you something about G.O. That's G.I.O. He's 17-year-old Jamaican artist and producer. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? 17-year-old Jamaican artist and producer who loves to make all genres of music. At times, he tends to be an old soul, and you're going to find out when you hear his music. So listen, he's an old soul making brand new music. You can't get no better than that. Let me tell you something, and who's hearing this music around here? Come on, engineer, work with me. Work. Work with me. Oh. You know that. Work. Yes, your music is being heard all over the world. Let me tell you something. Do me a little bit of favor, then I'm going to get into the music, honey, because it's hot, my darlings. Listen. While you're on Facebook, you know we're on Facebook all day. Please use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Up first is independent artist Ergo Brill. This is so sweet. This is rocking hot right up in here. Listen, the name of this one is slow burn. Let me tell you something. It is hot, phenomenal. I love this tune. It is rocking hot. It is banging bad. It's called Slow Burn. Y'all check this out up in here. Not only is the name of that song a slow burn, it's okay, name of this song is Slow Burn, but I'm telling you, I am telling you, she is hot, she is rock hot. That sister can do what she was born to do. Let me tell you something about Ergo. Now listen, she's a singer and songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer from Atlanta, Georgia. She is now currently located in Nashville, Tennessee, where she graduated from Belmont University as a songwriting major and plays gigs with her band Live, bringing audiences to intense emotions. And I can certainly co-sign on with that because I'm telling you, with the music this girl turns out, it is unbelievable. It is emotional. It is hot. It is rocking. It is all the way bad. I am telling you, Slow Burn, you know, I heard that. I was like, wow. I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, it was just like something, a TV network was just being born. I'm telling you, listen, that song easily can be matched up with any. There's a lot of new shows that's out, I am telling you, and they're always looking for great music, great talent. I kid you not, and these are not, it's just not words coming out of my mouth. Listen, I got a lot of artists that come across the network, and I kid you not, a lot of great things happen. Listen, I have a shout out from Nias Miller, great man, but a golden voice. Listen, he was on the show a couple weeks ago. I had his music, and I said, you know what, Nias? I said, I'm telling you, when I played the music, I said it on the show. I said, Nias, you know something? When you're telling your voice, you could easily do America's Got Talent or American Idol and come out on top. Now listen, I don't know him personally. I just said these things. Now listen, I'm going to play the shout-out for you and let you hear what he said, what he had to say about Fierce Beer Network. I want you guys to take a listen. This is Nias Miller.
Hey, this is Nias Miller out of New York City, independent songwriter, producer, vocalist. giving a big shout out to Indie Lady and the Fierce Female Network. Listen, I really appreciate the support of her playing my music on the air and giving the positive affirmations that she did. Indie music is the biggest growing sector in the music business today, and we really appreciate, I really appreciate having the support of people like Indie Lady who give us ears on our music and make things happen. So love to the Windy City, love to Indie Lady. Keep doing what you do. We need you, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, that is Nyas Miller. Not only did he do a musical salute on the network, let me tell you something. After the salute went out for his music, he tells me, now I had said, I said, Nyas, you could easily do America's Got Talent or American Idol and do something and come out all the way on top. You know what he said? And which I didn't know this at the time. He says, well, you know what we're doing? We are doing something with TV right now and something with film. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So listen, when I listen to the music, it is just not words coming out of my mouth. It is your music that is speaking to me. I'm telling you. So listen, it is serious. Up here. For me, it is serious business to create brand new opportunities for independent artists that's got talent, professionalism, and skill. So it's about creating new opportunities to get you where you're trying to go. And it is about millionaire music. I'm not kidding when I say that. And listen, Omalani, you know, I keep talking about Omalani. That girl is blowing up like nobody's business. She got her stuff rocking and rolling all on Facebook and Instagram, what she's doing. I'm telling you, she is going in 10 different directions at the same time. And what I'm saying by that, brand new opportunities, brand new doors are opening for her and her music. I am telling you, she's been having invitation after invitation, and she's participating in so many different places. I just saw a post on Instagram where she's doing a paid partnership with an organization because of her music. And I'm telling you, it's not a joke. It is serious. It is real business. So listen, I got another artist that's coming up, independent artist Gio Mark, G-I-O. Listen, this song is great and phenomenal. Listen, a 17-year-old artist who is serious about his craft. And I just love it when artists are really serious and really for real about what they're doing, because listen, I got a lot of stuff across here. I get stuff where I think people are just throwing it on the wall and seeing if it's going to stick. They used to say that in the finance business, in the business of mortgage. I used to be a mortgage broker, and they would always tell us, you know, you got to get so many closed loans at the end of the month, right? And then sometimes the mortgage, one of the mortgage brokers would say, well, you know what, I'm not meeting my numbers. Let's just throw all the crap at the wall and see what sticks. So that just means we're going to throw all the loans. We're going to do all these loans, whether they qualify or not, and just see what sticks on the wall and see if we can meet our numbers. So listen, I don't like those type of artists that just throw all the crap at the wall and see what sticks. The kind that I like that turn out music and work on their music and take it as a serious business, because it is. It is serious business. At the end of the day, music is business. Now listen, I got this one. It's Prettiest Girl, and the reason I said all that, because I'm talking about independent artist Gio, G-I-O. He takes his craft serious. 17 years old. Come on now up in here. Listen, this one is Prettiest Girl. I love this song. I want you guys to check this out. Prettiest Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. My heart is in need of a cleanse. A bit scarred from the last past tense. Other man, them a try them best. I try them best, be an expert. Them not really know how you feel. Them other guys, them not know how you feel. They can wish, they can wish. They can always wish, but they never persist. So, GLA, no boo, we can run it up. Faster, Louis V, you can find it. Love, I'm a baby, I trust. Certain man only care about their loss. I need to know right now. Look in the eyes, I say wow, wow, wow. Two shoes in the mama young. Never know you could be so cold. I be love with the prettiest girl, the prettiest girl, the prettiest girl. I be thinking back to myself. Never thought it could go so well. I be love with the prettiest girl, the prettiest girl, the prettiest girl. Making me feel so nice and yeah. Capping your nose so tight is up. Time not to be all mine when you're looking so damn fine. I think that you can come say I wonder if it is in my dreams. I the lady can call my name on the one girl I got me today. Yeah, ain't no fool, we can run it up. Faster, Louis V, you can fall in love. I'm gonna be a touch.
certain man know they care about it us. We can fly, we can drive, we can be high. Of course I see it looking nice in the night. I heard it's not too good in your life. I
Jujus and I'm on my own. Never know you could be so gone.
I love that. That song is so sweet. It is so sweet. I love that song. That's the prettiest girl. He says he's in love with the prettiest girl. Let me tell you something. And that song speaks volumes to love, about love and to love. Let me tell you something. When you meet somebody and it's the real thing, when you, let me tell you, you can meet a person and you can see them from across the room and you get bit instantly. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what this song, to me, that's what it says to me. Prettiest girl. He says he's in love with the prettiest girl. And I'm telling you something, when you get bit like that, it's just like, ain't done nothing else matter. Ain't nobody else around. Let me tell you something. And I've had that experience, you know, where you're with a person and it is the best feeling in the world. It makes you feel so so good on the inside. You feel like a s'mores, right? You feel like, you know how everybody loves s'mores. You got the graham crackers, the chocolate, and the marshmallow, and it's so gooey, gooey on the inside, and everybody just loves the s'mores. So listen, I've had the experience, like he's singing about the prettiest girl, where you're with someone. I'm with this fella. Remember that happened to me one time. I was with this fella, and the restaurant's just crowded, and everything is going on around you, and it's almost like time stops for you. That is the best feeling in the world. When you're with somebody, and it's to the point where, you know, it feels like time has stopped. You really feel that way. And it feels like nobody else is in the restaurant, just you and that person. You're sitting to your table, you're having your meal, and nobody else is there. And it just feels phenomenal. You know why it feels like that? Because you're both in sync with one another. Your eyeballs is not rolling all over the place looking at everybody else. You know, and he's not, his eyeballs is not rolling. Now listen, when you're sitting with a guy and his eyeballs are not rolling all over the place looking at all the other pretty ladies in the restaurant, you know you're in sync with this guy. I am telling you what's the guy having to. It is the worst thing in the world to be in a restaurant with somebody and their head keeps turning all around the place, right? That is so annoying and it's very disrespectful. But listen, when you are in love with the prettiest girl in the world, that is the reaction that you will get from the man that you're with. And it is the best feeling in the world to be in sync with somebody to that level where it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who walked into the restaurant. Your head is not going to turn because you're staring and locked into this person's eyes. And it's just that's just the way that it is. Now, listen. So thank you so much, independent artist Gio, for this marvelous and fantastic song, Prettiest Girl. And I'm telling you, I am not kidding you guys when I talk about TV networks and film. I'm not joking about that. It has happened on this network time and time again where songs get picked up and be used as soundtrack or some other type of venue. Now, let me tell you, I got some really hot, big news. Y'all, I'm so excited because on November 21st, y'all know who's coming to the network? Who's going to be here? The one and the only, the great designer, the best designer, the world's most famous designer, Sue Wong, is going to be here. Sue Wong. I mean, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do with myself. Sue Wong is going to be here November 21st, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She is going to be here. She has confirmed the date and the time, and it is going to be phenomenal. You know, and I'm so excited. She was supposed to be here last year, and something happened, and we had to cancel the show. But listen, it just so happened. I have been thinking about her. Now, this is how your energy works. This is how your energy and your spirit, when you're in tune and all your chakras line up. Oh, God, I don't mean to go this way. But it happens. So it happens to me all the time. You know, you really can't talk about it to people because they don't know what the hell you're talking about. But listen, let me tell you something. Sue Wong has been on my mind for the last couple of months, and I could not get, I said, I don't know why she keeps coming up to me, and I couldn't get rid of it. So one day I was on Facebook, and her profile came up in my feed. I'm like, oh, okay, is this real? Because first thing I think, well, is it a real profile, or is it fake? Because you know how these people create profiles out of people, and it's not real. So I'm like, okay. And so I went ahead and clicked on it, sent the request a call. She confirmed it. She confirmed the friend request. And so then I'm like, okay, is it, I'm still wondering, is it really the real Sue Wong? Because that's, you don't get that every day. And so then we started chit-chatting. I said, well, you know, Sue, I've been really wanting to reconnect with you for a long time because we never did the interview. We never did get a chance to sit down and talk. And she picked up the conversation right away. And she said, well, let's do it. I'm like, okay, this is the real Sue Wong. Because if it hadn't been fake, she wouldn't know what the heck I was talking about. You know, so anyway, we kept chit-chatting. I said, yeah. And we kept talking, and she kept saying different things. I'm like, yeah, this is the real Sue Wong. And I'm like, okay, this is really going to happen. We set the date and time. She's going to be here November 21st. And I am pumped up and excited about it because y'all know Sue Wong. She's all over the world. She's busy, busy, busy. And for her to take out her time and her schedule to give us another opportunity to get this thing on November 21st, I am excited to say the least. So, listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. So, listen, when I talk about TV networks and film, I am not joking up in here. Here, I am serious. When I talk about getting your music together with a TV network, I'm not joking about that. It is the real deal because, honey, I don't play around when it comes to the music and independent artists. It is all about creating brand-new opportunities for you guys. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast, but I'll be back later on this evening. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace. Love and food.